Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And whatever you think of the phone call from President Trump, and by the way, there were lots of participants on the phone call, not just President Trump and the Secretary of State of Georgia, Brad Raffensperger. It was President Trump and his chief of staff, Mark Meadows, and an attorney for President Trump, Crespo Mitchell, who had not been known before to be one of his lead attorneys on trying to overturn this election. And they had been joined by Brad Raffensperger and his chief counsel in his office, in other words, a state employee named Ryan Germany, who was there, another lawyer. The phone call was taped. The Trump campaign is protesting that, saying it was secretly taped. It was taped not illegally, because Georgia is one of those states where if one party knows that he or she is taping a phone call, it's okay. You don't need joint consent. And that's the way it is in most states. If you are want to tape a phone call you have with somebody else, you can do that. May not be the nicest thing in the world to do, but this is the President of the United States, and they just revealed, just now, that apparently the President had made 18 prior requests for a phone conference with Secretary of State Raffensperger, and this was the first one that they had agreed to do, and they agreed to do it as a formal conference call, as it was. With all of that going on, it's not going to change the result of the election. It clearly won't. And I think everybody knows that. And I think people know that the decision by Ted Cruz to go ahead and to lead a bunch of other senators, there are now 12 of them, of the 52 Republican senators, who say on Wednesday, when the roll call of the states takes place and they get to Arizona, they're going to start objecting. And they're going to object to any of these contested states. And they say that they're going to object, demanding that they will only verify the electoral votes if they impanel a new, very high-level bipartisan commission to investigate everything in the next 10 days. That won't happen for a number of reasons, mostly because it would require a majority vote of the House and a majority vote of the Senate. And Cruz and company know very well they won't get either. There have been a number of senators, including some very conservative Republican senators, considering members of the House like Tom McClintock of California, people who are members of the Freedom Caucus in the House, very conservative senators, have said, no, this is not the way to do that. It won't happen. So what is it that Ted Cruz really is trying to do? And what about that idea that was in Louis Gohmert's suit, a suit that's been thrown out twice now? It was thrown out initially. It's been thrown out now at appellate court, a suit to try to force Mike Pence to make a judgment on which electors he would take. That's not going to happen. So what exactly are we trying to accomplish? And why are we talking about it here? We're going to be talking about a little bit later this hour about Iran, which is a very, very important issue where there is really deep speculation. Today is the anniversary of the killing of one of the world's leading terrorists, which is one of the accomplishments that President Trump, it seems to me, deserves credit for, was ridding the world of Qasem Soleimani, the head of the Quds force of the Revolutionary Guard, who was responsible for the death of hundreds of Americans and thousands of people overall with his legacy of terrorism. Trump got it. Today's the anniversary. There are a lot of defense experts who believe that we need to be on special guard against Iran. It turns out we are not bringing our aircraft carrier, the Nimitz, home. So what is likely to happen during this remaining 3 weeks of President Trump's presidency? And no, it's not quite 3 weeks. It's actually 2 weeks. It's 16 days. Because today's the 4th of January and the inauguration is the 20th of January. We'll talk to Michael Rubin of American Enterprise Institute about that. First up, there's actually a terrific editorial, really, really great editorial, in the Wall Street Journal. No, they have a good editorial too. In the New York Times? No, I don't think they have a relevant editorial today in particular. A terrific editorial in the National Review, the leading voice, it seems to me, in terms of magazines, publications for conservatives, for Republicans, for people who want to cherish the legacy of Ronald Reagan, William F. Buckley, and others associated with National Review over the years. And I would certainly count myself, having been a contributor to National Review, as in that group. And they write under the headline, "The Folly of the Cruise 11. And here's what they say, and I want to post this on the website because I think it's a particularly important editorial. The Cruise Group, which is this group of senators who say they will challenge the election results in Arizona and Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Georgia. The Cruz Group, they write, cites the president of 2005 when Senator Barbara Boxer joined objecting House Democrats led by Stephanie Stubbs, to force a debate over whether to count George W. Bush electors from Ohio, the state that provided Bush's margin of victory. Now, Bush won in Ohio by 160,000 votes. It was just about the same margin in a similar size states that Biden won with in Michigan. But the Democrats claimed that there were voting machines. Remember, there were Diebold voting machines, and they claimed the voting machines stacked the election, and if Kerry had won Ohio, he would have won the election. There is no one state that would turn this election to Trump. It would require at least three of the states that are being contested for him to actually win this election. It would require them to flip. But National Review writes, the Cruz Group cites the president of 2005 when Senator Barbara Boxer joined objecting House Democrats to force a debate over whether to count George W. Bush electors from Ohio, the state that alone provided Bush's margin of victory. It has always been axiomatic before that Republicans shouldn't emulate Senator Barbara Boxer, the outspoken progressive senator from California, and never more so than in this case. If the Cruz-led objectors somehow actually got their way, they'd trample federal law and state sovereignty and blow a hole in the hull of American democracy. The Cruz 11 issued a statement justifying their position. Like Josh Hawley's statement last week, it doesn't directly say that the election was stolen, the only possible basis for contesting the counting of electors. Presumably written carefully to allow the signatories plenty of wiggle room if their conduct doesn't wear well, it instead says that the allegations of fraud and irregularities in the 2020 election exceed any in our lifetimes. Of course, writes the National Review, this is true only because the sitting president of the United States is amplifying such allegations every day without regard to their truthfulness or their connection to any reality. The allegations themselves aren't so different from those that fueled Democratic doubts about the outcome in Ohio in 2005, e.g. voting machines have been used to switch votes. The difference is that back then, the losing candidate wasn't promoting the outlandish charges, with many office holders in his own party too frightened or cynical to contradict him. In other words, the losing candidate back then, John Kerry, had already conceded. So what's the answer? What's wrong with Cruz's third way. We'll get to it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they're going to make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a trained engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Relief Factor really can help. The three-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free, 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved show, just to go back for a moment to what is going on and what everybody is building up to. It's not just the runoff election that is taking place tomorrow. The runoff election will have an impact on everything because basically it would mean the difference between a Senate where the agenda in the Senate and the committee chairs in the Senate are set by Republicans, and a Senate that would be evenly divided. It seems unlikely with a 50-50 Senate that Chuck Schumer could take sole control. The last time we had a 50-50 Senate was 20 years ago. And what happened is that the Democrats and Republicans, who each had 50 senators, basically made a deal to split committee chairs because Dick Cheney was the vice president then, and the Republicans could have claimed full total control, but it would have been unworkable, so they made this sort of power-sharing agreement. I don't think that'll be necessary, because I believe the Republicans can and will and should and must win at least one of these Senate seats in Georgia. And if they even win one of them, they maintain control of the Senate. But all of this goes to the basic point of what happens if in a close race the Democrats try to do what they've tried to do before without much success and try to do what a bunch of Republicans are trying to do this time, which is question the results of the race. Because surely there can be enough disputes. Remember, they have Stacey Abrams, who made her whole name based on the idea that the Republicans are illegally suppressing votes. Now, I don't think you can look at the Georgia turnout and look at the huge turnout in every section of the state and think that any votes are being suppressed. But remember, Stacey Abrams made that same claim against Brian Kemp, the fine governor of Georgia, who beat her by 55,000 votes. Brian Kemp won by four times as much as Joe Biden won by. And so the fact that Stacey Abrams never conceded, never accepted he actually won the election, there's some precedent for that on Trump's side. But the problem is, who gets helped by it? And who gets helped by this cockamamie idea of an electoral commission that Ted Cruz wants? And here's what he says. And this is, again, from the National Review and their editorial denouncing the Cruz plan. The letter from the Cruz 11 states that ideally the courts would have heard evidence and resolved these claims of serious election fraud. In point of fact, writes National Review, federal courts in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Nevada did consider the Trump campaign's claims on the merits, and they all found them wanting. The letter laments that the Supreme Court didn't take up the factual questions, but the highest court in the land isn't a random fact-finding body. The most prominent suit that landed on its desk was an attempt by Texas to throw out the results in key battlegrounds won by Biden. The court declined to hear that suit because it was so flagrantly constitutionally flawed. The letter cites the contention over the notorious 1876 presidential election between Democrat Samuel Tilden and Republican Rutherford B. Hayes. And this is something that I think is very well worth getting some background on. Because, honest to goodness, people are distorting what happened then. And in that election, they had an election on Election Day, where the Democrat, Samuel Tilden, the governor of New York, had 184 electoral votes that nobody contested. You needed 185 to win. And there were three contested states initially, and it ended up being four contested states. But here is what is so different about this, is it wasn't that one side claimed fraud, both sides claimed fraud. And in the states that were contested, they were also unsettled races for governor. So that there were Democratic candidates for governor who signed endorsing the Democratic electors, and there were Republican candidates for governor who had in unsettled races who signed for the Republican candidates for elector. And so given the way that the law worked, and it always worked up to that time, all you do is if you're a vice president of the United States, if you're Mike Pence, and a governor has signed a document, you accept it. Because the federal government is not supposed to have anything to do, not the Congress, not the president, not any aspect of the federal government, not the vice president, with selecting who the electors from the state of Washington are, or the electors from the state of California, or the electors from the state of New York. All of those decisions are supposed to be made on a statewide basis. And the governor of the state, and in some cases, it's supposed to be the legislature as well, approve the slate of electors, and then they go to Washington. Now, that has happened in all 50 states. The governors have signed on. There is no alternate governor, as there was in 1876 in the Hayes-Tilden race. You don't have two people like Chamberlain was the Republican candidate for governor in South Carolina. Wade Hampton III was the Democratic candidate for governor in South Carolina. And they both had a credible claim for winning because there were disputed votes. There were disputes about whether black people were allowed to vote, which they were supposed to be allowed to do under the 15th Amendment of the Constitution. And that's why they impaneled an electoral commission, and they did it by a vote of both houses of Congress. There will be no electoral commission this time. Why? Because there is no credible alternative governor signing anything, or no slate of electors who are accepted by anyone, in a legal capacity here. Liz Cheney, who is the third-ranking Republican in the House of Representatives, wrote a terrific memorandum. And every American who has any doubt about this, this is scholarly, it is smart, it is logical, and it brings up the point that Republicans are supposed to be federalists, believing that states have rights that are protected. One of the state's rights that should be protected and respected is the right to choose your delegates to the Electoral College. But one thing that the president is unquestionably in charge of for the next 16 days is U.S. foreign policy and our national defense. Now, with threats that are very serious from Iran, what happens next? We'll get to that question with Michael Rubin of American Enterprise Institute coming up on the MedVed Show.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 4 million Americans have already received their first dose of coronavirus vaccine, but that's short of the 20 million that the government had hoped to have inoculated by the end of 2020. The chief advisor to Operation Warp Speed says the federal government is ready to help states distribute vaccines, but they can't direct each state's vaccination program. Dr. Manceslawi tells CNN that he's confident that the number of shots given will continue to rise now that the holidays are over.
We are available and ready to help the states as they ask specifically for help. We will go and help them there. I don't think it's possible for the federal government to be able to say, you know, we should send vaccine to this particular location. So that's the point we're making. I think that's number one. Number two, the last 3 days, there have been 500,000 doses a day inoculated. The holiday period is behind us. I'm optimistic this number are going to go up.
This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Michael Medved show, 16 days left for Donald J. Trump as commander-in-chief of the United States military. And the military is facing a very real possibility of some kind of strike from Iran. You may remember a year ago when President Trump took out Qasem Soleimani, the terrorist chieftain, one of the top-ranking generals in Iran. They said they reserved the right to strike back, to seek vengeance at a time of their choosing. Could that time be at some point during the last 2 weeks of the Trump administration? Michael Rubin is an expert, one of the leading experts in the country on Iran. He has lived there, he has worked there, he's studied there. Dr. Rubin is a resident scholar at American Enterprise Institute. He is also a former Pentagon official who's lived in Iran, Yemen, both garden spots, of course, and both pre- and post-war Iraq. And he spent some time with the Taliban before 9/11. Michael, I'm so pleased you could join us on this busy day. Are people right, news sources right, to be worried about a possible confrontation with Iran within the next 16 days?
You know, Michael, I just don't see the stars aligning for this. And what I see is really a partisan tempest in the teapot right now. What I did a bit yesterday was compare the run-up to the 1998 Operation Desert Fox, which was Bill Clinton's strike on Iraq, with what we're seeing now in Iran. Back in 1998, during the strike on Iraq, we had a carrier strike group and an amphibious assault ship in the immediate vicinity. Now we don't. While there's been reports that two B-52s had flown over the Persian Gulf, I'm sorry, that's deterrence. Back in 1998, you had more than a dozen B-52s in the area. And likewise, back in 1998, you had airfields in Kuwait and Oman involved, and we've seen no such activity now. And remember, Iran is almost four times the size of Iraq, so you'd think we'd actually have forces in the region if we were planning to do something.
What about their plans? Would it make sense for them? They obviously are very well aware of some of the political charges and instability that's going on in our country. Since I'm sure they have very, very hostile feelings toward President Trump, would they make a special point of trying to hit the United States while he was still in power?
The fact that they may see Donald Trump as so erratic would be one reason why they wouldn't do anything, which might allow Trump to really strike out in a way which he wouldn't need to be politically accountable for, given that he's already presumably moving on into retirement. At the same time, the Iranians are very good at bluster, but there's a huge difference between the rhetoric of bluster and actually carrying out any sort of assault. Now, the fact that we have removed our ships from the Persian Gulf, or at least our largest ships, means that the Iranians have even fewer targets. Honestly, what worries me most when I look at Iranian rhetoric are less the threats to launch missiles at Americans and more the more subtle threats to attack those who were involved in the Qasem Soleimani death a year ago in their retirement. I seriously hope that the Secret Service will provide people like Brian Hook and Secretary, the former Special Envoy for Iran, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo security in their retirement.
Wow, that's a terrifying thought, of course. But what about the dramatic change in policy toward Iran that Joe Biden and now his new National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan seem to be promising? Misguided?
I do think it's misguided. I mean, certainly, when people say that maximum pressure has failed, what they're doing is, in a way, almost arrogantly assuming that all strategies have to abide by the American political calendar. But if you want to look at the International Monetary Fund report from October 2020, what it found is a 90% decline in Iran's foreign currency reserves since the 6 months before. And therefore, sure, let's talk about entering diplomacy with Iran, but let's not rush into it. The Iranians did everything they could to gamble that Trump would lose. Biden may actually have his best shot at actual progress in diplomacy should he offer to reengage without actually providing the Iranians monetary incentives to do so.
In other words, a promise of a reduction in sanctions, but not their elimination.
Absolutely. I mean, if Biden wants to eliminate sanctions, let those sanctions be eliminated in response to Iran embracing some norms of behavior rather than as an incentive simply to get to the table.
What about the reports that Saudi Arabia and Israel have together been pressuring the Trump administration to take some kind of last-minute action against Iran? Is that credible?
That might be credible. Certainly the Saudis and the Israelis take the Iranian threat a little bit more seriously than most Americans simply because they live in the immediate neighborhood. But at the same time, Donald Trump prides himself on being the first president since Jimmy Carter not to engage the United States in a new conflict. And I'm not sure that he would want his legacy to alter that in his last couple of weeks in office.
In terms of Iran's continued development of nuclear weapons system, the Israelis, it is presumed that it was the Israelis, they haven't claimed credit for it, took out a leading nuclear scientist. How far away would you guess they are from announcing the completion of some kind of nuclear weapon to the world?
Well, look at it it this way, Michael. We know that the Iranians have enrichment capability. That much is known from the joint from the Iran nuclear deal, from the International Atomic Energy Agency inspections. We also know that they've been testing delivery systems. That's what ballistic missiles are, and it's the same technology in their satellite launch capabilities. There's been more than two dozen launches since the Joint Conference Plan of Action, and that's even before Trump walked away from the deal. The only question is whether they have the ability to put together a nuclear warhead, but put aside the fact that it doesn't have to be perfect. They could construct a dirty bomb easily. The fact of the matter is, if you go back to the International Atomic Energy Agency inspection reports, for example, from November 2011, you find that they were doing things with nuclear triggers, with plutonium and so forth. None of that has any role in an energy cycle, which is why there's so much suspicion about Iran's activities in the first place. And just over the last couple of days, they've announced that they want to enrich uranium to 20%. There's no reason they need to do that because you can run a civilian reactor on 5.4% enriched uranium. So this shows that the Iranian intentions are not benign.
Do you think that the Grand Ayatollah, the Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, survives 2021? He's reportedly
you know,
in poor
every
health.
Year the odds go up that he won't. He's 81 years old. He's had cancer. He's partially paralyzed. And just over about 2 days ago, one of his top colleagues, the former Justice Minister Mesbah Yazdi, passed away. There's fewer and fewer of the old guard left. And certainly with coronavirus and other problems within Iran, we may be looking at regime change in Iran that would have nothing to do with the United States. That's the scenario for which we need to be prepared.
You would probably not go into mourning if that occurred.
Well, Ayatollah's, let me put it this way. When Ayatollah Khomeini died back in June of 1989, there was a heat wave on the streets on the day of his funeral, and the quip on the streets of Tehran was the old man was so senile he forgot to close the door on the way down.
Which is a great line, as you'd expect from Michael Rubin. Dr. Rubin's most recent columns, which are must reading, are posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be back with some of your responses on the election controversy ongoing, coming up on the Medved Show. In this great holiday season, maybe you're wondering about what you can buy for a person that has everything. Well, how about donating on that person's behalf to a child who has nothing? Being a third world nation, Uganda was hit particularly hard with COVID-19 and lockdowns. There are literally millions of parents who are looking into a child's eyes and not being able to tell them where the next meal can come from. One of the places it can come from is a great humanitarian organization that I am proud to link with here. It is called Next Generation Ministries, and they are there to help provide food and medical needs, particularly for children and their mothers. Your gift of $10 can feed a hungry child for an entire week. $40 can feed a child for a month. $200 can feed a family of five people for a month. Click on the banner at our website for Next Generation Ministries. This is a great organization. Click on the banner at michaelmedved.com. That's michaelmedved.com. With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved show, I'm very flattered all the time with the idea that I think I have some of the sharpest listeners out there. And just got a very interesting note that I wanted to confront right away through email. And you can always email us at michaelmedved.com. And Jeremy can pass it on to me right away. And this is from John in Vista, California. And it has to do with the reasons that so many people, including the President of the United States, are so upset about the election result. John begins by saying, I think Trump did lose the election. The reality that so many people voted for Biden is much more disturbing, and this goes to why I think so many on the right, including President Trump himself, cannot accept the idea. In the minds of most people, if you have a candidate that already won and then proceeded to more than exceed expectations, and mostly not in any partisan way, destroy ISIS, booming economy, lower tensions with North Korea, Middle East peace, record turnaround on vaccine being the most obvious, then it is virtually inconceivable you could lose. Combine that, writes John, with the fact that the Republicans more generally had a good election, and you feel like something fishy is brewing. How did the president do so much better among minority voters and yet do worse overall? Finally, add in the Democrats' unceasing drive to lower any barriers to fraud with all this circumstantial evidence. How can people not be suspicious? At a job, when you do all the right things and you get fired anyway, you are going to think the process is rigged against you. Imagine the cries of racism and cheating if the success scenario above had happened with a black Democratic president and he alone lost during a Democratic wave victory. If it happened in an employment situation, it would be considered an open and shut case of racial discrimination. Now, he's not claiming racial discrimination here, but I think this is as strong a case for at least questions about the election as I've seen. There are a couple of things, though, John, with all respect, I need to bring it back down to earth. And when I say bring you back down to earth, one of the things that just leaps out at me is you say that as how the president could possibly have lost when he did so much better among minority voters. Okay, guess what? He didn't do that much better. Among Latino voters, he went up to 32%. Biden got 65%, as opposed to 28% last time. So it's pretty close. And among black voters, and by the way, both Latino and black voters were a higher percentage of the total electorate. And when you have Biden winning Latino voters by 2-1, and you do, and among black voters, Trump went up from 8% to 12%, which means that is not an anomaly. In other words, it's surprising to many people, considering all the propaganda against him and the claims of racist, that he would go up at all. But the other aspect, John, is that the American people never really agreed with you that President Trump was doing a great job. His job approval rating never went above 50%. And then you bring up another aspect here. You say that the reality is that President Trump, in the minds of most people, if you have a candidate that already won, think about how he won last time. He won with 46% of the vote. And he was outpolled by Hillary Clinton by 2.9 million votes. And there were third-party candidates who took votes mostly away from Hillary Clinton and took nearly 7% of the vote last time. This time, third-party candidates won less than 2%. And that really made a gigantic difference in all of these crucial states, which were very, very close between Trump and Hillary, and some of them were very close between Trump and Biden. But the idea that there was a wave election that benefited Republicans. And President Trump said it himself at one point during one of his rallies. He said, I don't understand it. People like are liking all the Republicans. I guess they don't like me. It must be my personality. Part of it does relate to some of the personal considerations that Trump's use of Twitter. And in other words, he's one of those people with George W. Bush and with Barack Obama. People were more likely to like the president than they were to like his policies. With Trump, people have been more likely to agree with his policies, but to dislike and distrust the president. And one of the things that I do think you've got to talk about the pandemic is the pandemic had a very, very real impact. Everyone has suffered. There isn't a single person in the United States whose life hasn't been changed in some way, and mostly it's not for the better. And there is a feeling that when you have President Trump saying, going all the way back to February, it's nothing, it's going away, I guarantee you it's going to go away, we're turning the corner, I think that hurt him a lot in the campaign. One of the things that I was stunned by, and I do want to call this to attention, is there is now a world leader in vaccinations. The world leader in terms of the percentage of people getting vaccinated is Israel, with 10 times the rate of vaccinations in Israel of the vulnerable population first. They've tried to vaccinate everybody over 60, and they've gotten at least their first shot. And Israel has 10 times a higher rate of vaccination than the United States. The second place country is Bahrain, which is one of those Arab countries that is part of the peace process with Israel. Israel still has a 3 times better percentage than Bahrain, which is a tiny country. Look, this is part of the triumph of Israeli technology. And it's something you can be part of. It is remarkable. And again, it's causing Israelis to feel good about their country and their ability to actually do something. The politics in Israel has also been a mess. The new government collapsed. They're having new elections in March. But the vaccinations are getting done. And for you to be part of Israeli high tech is a great place to turn in 2021? I know that there are a lot of people thinking about investment, and they should. 2021 should be a good year for the world. It should be a post-pandemic year. When that happens, whether it's May or June or whenever it is, you can benefit from investing with Israeli startups and Israeli technology. Go to Our Crowd. It's listed at our website at michaelmedved.com. It's a great resolution for the new year. It doesn't have to be a big investment. Any kind of investment. And then you can watch it grow. A lot of Our Crowd startup companies, a lot of their seed companies, have been quickly purchased by international giants, which, of course, is very good for those initial investors. Check it out at Our Crowd. It's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. What is the biggest risk to world peace and to the world in 2021? We'll be speaking about that on Wednesday of this week with Ian Bremmer. I can tell you what he talks about. The biggest threat to the world is not China. It's American political instability. And in particular, the idea of a weakened country by all of the polarization. There's another poll that is very important to review. And it's a poll about what Americans believe. This is a poll conducted by Ipsos and National Public Radio. And they report a significant number of Americans believe misinformation about the origins of the coronavirus, the recent presidential election, as well as conspiracy theories like QAnon. Here's the shocking thing. The poll asked respondents whether they believe, quote, that a group of Satan-worshipping elites who run a child sex ring are trying to control our politics and media. Do you know how many Americans say that is definitely true? 17%. 37% said it might be true. They weren't sure. Is that you? If it is, well, maybe you can call, but we will get to why Americans believe stuff that just isn't true. That and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.